An area comedy club might not be able to weather the latest temporary closure during the COVID-19 pandemic.
It's painful to have something I've been so proud of for so long, to see it potentially just kind of fizzle away.
That's Jukebox comedy owner Dan Conlin. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Thursday, December 17th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Holiday traditions look a bit different this year, but celebrations and traditions like Hanukkah are still continuing to happen. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter has more.
Rabbi Eli Linksom, director of Chabad Jewish Center Peoria, says that the Hanukkah tradition of lighting the menorah candle has been a Jewish tradition meant to celebrate the victory of the Maccabees over the Greeks dating back 2,000 years ago. Since then, the Jewish have displayed the menorah candles to the world in every public place imaginable.
We have one in Northwoods Mall. We have one on the corner of Knoxville and Glen. We have one in front of the White House. We have one at Trafalgar Square, at Big Ben, at the Eiffel Tower. And the reason is because the holiday of Hanukkah is not just a holiday for Jews, but it's a holiday for the world to know the message of Hanukkah is light over darkness, good over evil, and hope over despair.
Linksom says that Hanukkah traditions have had to be altered a little bit due to the pandemic. More and more Jewish people are gathering virtually to light their menorah candles together.
Many people have drive-in menorah lightings. You know, you stay in your car and you light the menorah. We're trying to come up with different ideas how to continue the festivities of the holiday of Hanukkah, yet, of course, following the guidelines.
Linksom says that now more than ever, people are in need of the light and hope that Hanukkah brings to all people.
The message of Hanukkah is more relevant this year than any other year because the message of Hanukkah is with hope and prayer we can overcome all obstacles. Just like the small group of Jews known as the Maccabees stood up against the great Hellenist Greeks and were able to overcome them, we will overcome this challenge.
More information is listed on JewishPeoria.com. I'm Olivia Streeter.
And tonight we'll be airing the NPR special program Hanukkah Lights on 89.9 FM and WCBU.org, where you can also find our full schedule of holiday programming. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Pekin's congressional delegation is again demanding testing for all inmates and staff at the federal prison in the city after a second outbreak of COVID-19 has swept the facility. The former Hotel Pere Marquette owners were indicted Tuesday on federal charges of money laundering and mail fraud. The Peoria Journal-Star reports Gary Matthews and Monty Brannon are accused of illegally taking $1.6 million of hotel money for themselves, including $750,000 after the business went into foreclosure. And more than 8,000 OSF employees in the Peoria area alone are already awaiting their COVID-19 vaccines. The first doses were administered Tuesday. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The Day the Laughter Dies could soon be here in Peoria, as the owners of the Jukebox Comedy Club warn their latest temporary closure could become permanent. WCBU correspondent Mike Rundle reports.
Jukebox Comedy Club owner Dan Conlin says that he's been praying more lately.
It's painful to have something I've been so proud of for so long, to see it potentially just kind of fizzle away.
The famed venue is closed for the second time this year due to COVID-19 restrictions, and with thousands of dollars of bills due each month and nothing to help cover the cost, the legendary club might not make it out of this latest round of regulations. Conlin has reached into his savings, but the club has been shut down for so long, he doesn't have what he needs to keep the lights on.
As it is, I have nothing left at this point. Nothing.
Jukebox Comedy Club opened in 1990, and Conlin was ready to celebrate their 30th anniversary on November 12th with a performance by Saturday Night Live comedian Chris Kattan. But due to the club's closure, Conlin celebrated differently than he expected to.
I celebrated with a frozen pepperoni Butch's pizza and a Mountain Dew, and that was our 30th anniversary.
Despite the financial issues the club is facing, Conlin has friends and family that are high risk and feels that he's doing the right thing in closing his doors. But he says that most of the nearby bars and restaurants don't feel the same way, and judging by comments on a November 1st Facebook post by the venue, neither do many community members. In the post, Conlin asked the community for support in any way they could offer it. Many commented back arguing that the club should just remain open and defy the state's orders to close, some even going as far as to recommend legal counsel. Nonetheless, Conlin stood his ground.
it's hard to do the right thing and still survive. It almost makes you feel like it's the wrong thing.
Conlon received assistance from the Paycheck Protection Program, but says that amount wasn't enough to cover his costs after being closed for multiple months. Many grant applications have gone unanswered, and he's even had a bake sale outside the venue. Now he's come to what he feels is a last resort, a GoFundMe page.
If the GoFundMe raises enough money for me to pay my bills for the next few months, then hopefully we can plan to reopen maybe in April or May.
Even if Conlon is able to raise enough funds through the crowdfunding website, an official reopening date will depend on total available cash and how COVID-19 progresses in the area. Local comedians are especially hoping Jukebox is able to reopen, and Conlon knows how important they are to the success of the club.
The local comedy scene is the heart and soul of this club. Seeing comics go from being scared to death their very first time, you know, a year later, 2 years later, doing really well. It's the lifeblood of a good comedy club, I think.
Local comedian and 12-year Jukebox veteran Trey Mauder has not performed at the club since March, but to him, Conlon is still like family.
It's an amazing place to learn to do comedy. We're so spoiled. If the club wasn't there anymore, it would be a huge blow to so many comedians.
Mauder credits the 225-seat venue for giving him a base to launch his own career, one that led to classes at Chicago's Saturday Night Live pipeline, The Second City, and an opportunity to run a show himself at another venue in the city. And as for his experience as a newcomer in Peoria's comedy arena, Mauder can't stress enough how important Conlon was in helping him refine his craft.
It's hard to, like, even really put into words what Dan is or what he means to the comedy scene around here. He loves comedy more than like anybody I've ever met.
For Conlon, he's doing what he can to keep his club alive in a period of mass struggle for the entertainment industry.
I made a choice, and I have to live with my choice now, but I sure don't want it to be the end of the club. I sure don't want that.
Between the upcoming GoFundMe, a few gift certificates being sold, and that bake sale outside the venue, Conlon is hoping the Jukebox will be able to pull through until reopening is possible. I'm Mike Rundle.
For more on this story, go to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.